to call out.
Good.
Great.
All right, so we have an employee situation, and this is the type of, in an executive session, this is where you should have these discussions about an employee and whether you're going to move forward with termination or discipline. The employee's name is Evan Miller, and you know, Carrie and Roy can bring you up to speed, and I can give you my thoughts on how you should potentially proceed in this situation.
Some of you have probably heard the conversation about what's going on. I don't know, Mark, if you feel
like
you
got a really weird voicemail. Yeah.
Likewise.
Probably from
Evan.
Yeah, Evan.
I'm wired into this one.
Okay.
So,
did you not get the voicemail?
I didn't get any voicemail.
Mike got the earphone.
I can play the voicemail.
No, it's all right.
It's all good.
Let's play mine too.
Yeah.
So initially what started all this is they were going in, everybody has to do a physical and a drug test, all of us, as part of our policies. And so when he went in to be tested, he came back positive with marijuana in his blood. So that created the concern because there was a previous driving violation where he'd been picked up for driving under the influence. And again, we're assuming it's that instead of probably alcohol, otherwise it'd been DUI. So that created the problem, and we called him in and talked to him about it, and he said, oh, I probably chewed on some goomies that had it in. It's like, well, that's not what that test shows, that you were either smoking pot or however you ingested it, brownies or whatever, I don't know, but you actually did eat it. And he said, well, I didn't. But then he said, in the same meeting, he said, oh, I might have eaten some, but my brother gave me some brownies or some chocolates with it, and it's like, he wasn't telling the truth. And he knew what was going on. I mean, he initially, when told him he had to come down for the test, he said, I don't think I better do that. Why do I have to do that? And he started trying to find all kinds of excuses. So he knew he was in trouble. But then we had him come back down for another test a few days later, and he tested clean. But it took him about 4 hours to make it down to the meeting, which would make me think that he was drinking downing water and everything to our fleshy system. But
and so that was the weird thing about the voicemail to me, is that, I mean, you're a doctor, so, but my experience with this is masking agents show up. If you dilute your system, it shows up as dilute and you have to retake the test. Mm-hmm. He's claiming in his voicemail to me that it was cannabis oil in a gummy bear trying to relieve back pain, which
his was, this is a CRS conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. So, wow. So,
yeah.
Paranoia. What drug causes that?
So that started all of this, and then I brought him in and talked to him, and I said it creates a problem for us. One, you're handling drinking water, which is a potential risk to a lot of people. The other is we can't have you driving the vehicles because you've had these other previous violations, and if something were to happen, then we are liable for the damage you do or whoever you hurt from here on out. And a couple times he said, oh, I probably should just quit. And I said, well, it's up to you. You'll have to decide that. But at least at this point, until I figure out what to do and talk to the board, we'll suspend you. And then, of course, as they ran into some emergencies, and and Jed was having him helping on the side, it says, he's got to be covered under insurance or something. Can't just be up there doing things. And so we decided, well, you know, just keep this going until we get to maybe board meeting, we talk about it and decide what to do. So we went through and listed some of the reasons why all this had built. And this was just the icing on the cake. There's a number of things that happened through the year. I heard Carrie really complain about him all the time. And when I first got there, it's like, why is she on this guy's butt? You know? And I didn't get it until I was there long enough to see that it was a lackadaisical attitude and not doing things. And just defiant when times he's told what to do, and then I see little things breaking and bad things happening, and I'm just going, something's still not right about this guy. Concerning the heck out of me, and then his meter reads and lies off and on. So anyway, so in our conversations, of course, we made a list of things that had gone wrong for Blake to look at. Also, yesterday we got a call from Evan, or I did, and no, let's see. Yeah, it was me.
Yeah,
he said, he's called so many times, I don't know if I can't keep anything straight either. He said, I called the trust, our insurance company, and they told me I was just fine to go back to work. And I'm like, what are you doing calling the trust? And what is our insurance company doing advising our employees about what to do to come after us and how to stay, keep your job? So I called the trust up and I said, I guess you probably know that you may have invited a lawsuit and you're going to pay for it for those things you've been saying and your people have. And so they were like, what have you been doing? So they're checking into that. But I said, it's not your place to be advising our employees. We have policies. They'll follow our policies, not what you advise them to do. And you shouldn't be talking to people like that. The other problem was, and then he started calling board members. As I talked with the trust, the CEO there, Steve
Hansen,
he said, look, why don't you call our HR attorney? Because if something goes south, you're going to be using her. I told him who we had as our counsel, and so, yeah, no, Blake. So we called her and left a message, and then she got back to Carrie, and what did she tell you, Carrie?
That's why I was on the phone with when Jim went by. Okay, so she said, because we are at will, we can fire him. But take into consideration, do not use the drug screen. Do not use anything that can come back as an age discrimination. Do not use anything that can come back as medical. You are at will. You have policies and procedures. Use them. And
we
he said, she says,
documentation of his
and I asked her about that. We do have some documentation of phone calls and things that have been said. And I asked her, do we need to present that? She says, no. All you got to do is call him in, say you're fired, and he's done. But it helps to have the documentation, which we do. We've had, you know, anything that you guys have had to, in with him, whatever your voicemails are, whatever, because every time he calls, it's something different. But as long as we don't use those three, she said, it's an at will. You can do whatever. Now, I filled out this morning just in case, but I just put violation of policies and procedures, and I can list 10 of them on there that he's violated. You know, with the laziness, he's not doing the work that he's supposed to be doing. We can justify that. Insubordination, totally with Roy every time he talks to him. Just general things. But those are the three things that we were advised not to use. So he can't come back. And then she says, get it done now before he goes to the Labor Commission, because that will make it worse. So that's kind of where we're at.
So I don't know, who's the attorney?
Marianne.
Snow Christensen. They're the trust's attorney.
Yeah, the one that just got dinged for a multi-million-dollar judgment. But anyway.
Okay, well, that's that one.
So
that's great.
But here's what I would say.
Mike, it's just a ding.
She's a good lawyer. Mm-hmm. It was a tough case. Oh. I shouldn't have made a dig like that. But bottom line is, in situations like this, I think I would advise any of my clients, if you can, get a separation agreement where they're waiving any potential claims that they can bring against you. I mean, you want to terminate them, and I understand that, and if they don't want to sign the separation agreement, you will just terminate them. I think that advice that she gave you was very good with respect to, I mean, I don't know his particulars. I've had some conversations with you about some issues like the dog, bringing the dog on site and all that kind of stuff and potential liability issues. But the bottom line is you don't want to set yourself up for those are the three main claims that he could potentially bring. But if you can get a separation agreement where you spend paying him for 2 weeks' salary or a month's worth of salary, and have him waive any claims that he has against the district, you set yourself up in a situation so much better where you're further ahead. Because even if the trust actually insured you on this claim, and I'll tell you, the trust will find, they're an insurance company. They'll find, if they don't have to provide coverage, they're going to find a way not to provide coverage. So if you can get a separate, so that's a clean break. You don't have to spend any more time or any more money on this situation. And that's where I would advise you.
Okay, so basically what we need is just have one drawn up and call him in tomorrow and say...
Oh, whoa. You're just... Easy. Hold on. I'd like to get some... Carrie, I know where we've already heard from Roy where you're at, you know, based on when you started. So in fairness to the trustees, we're here to counsel with the trustees.
Right.
Thank you. I'd like to, you know, there's many guys in this room that have had employees. Do you have any feelings one way or the other, trustees?
Having fired Evan once myself.
Did you get a separation agreement?
We did not get a separation agreement at the time, but he's so lazy, I don't think that he's going to come with any claims. But I do agree, you know, that is our standard operating procedure, is if we do terminate, we put something out there as far as a severance package, couple weeks, a month, and make it conditioned upon signing the separation agreement. So,
thank you, Trustee Wilson.
Sure. Okay. I've been in an at-will state, and if you don't have your stuff together, it doesn't matter. If he takes you to court, you've got to have counseling statements, and they have to be written, he has to sign them, and you have to have them on file, or you're not going to win. And the piss test thing, that you're not going to win there, because there's two samples required, you have to do all kinds of stuff, that's not going to fly. Your only recourse, as I see it, is exactly what Blake said. If the guy will sign and we can give him some money to go away, then I think you're going to be good, okay? But what I would prefer is, I don't want to do any voting on this, mm-hmm. because I think we're setting a precedent if the board votes on this, because the policies and procedure says it's up to the general manager to make that decision.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you're gone and somebody else comes in, I don't want them to have to come to the board, and this is my position, to get approval. I think it's your decision to make, and I think Blake has laid out the best course of action. If he doesn't do it, and he and the people I've been dealing with are software engineers with masters and PhDs, so they have a different perspective, you know, and they'll take you to court in a heartbeat. So that's your best solution. That's your best solution.
Thank you. Trustee Barrett?
I mean, in terms of this format, this is closed session, so typically we don't make decisions in any case. But just my observation, having met Evan from day one when I moved here, his redeeming quality is he's the guy on the wrench, basically. Other than that, I mean, the writing's been on the wall from day one for me in terms of the issues that you've outline, and I fully support any decision you make, and I wholly agree with Blake's consideration that the path of least resistance is a one-month salary, au revoir, adios, be seeing you, sign right here, Evan, have a good day, and I'm prepared to support that sort of an offer. I mean, I think he's got to go. It's just not safe. It's just not safe to our district.
Yeah. Trustee Moya.
So I wouldn't reward him personally. Is he still driving a company vehicle?
No, not supposed
he's
to be.
He's not supposed to be.
We don't know, but he's not supposed to be.
Is it that truck?
So it's parked at his house?
Yeah.
Is it the truck?
Mm-hmm.
Black.
The white. Yeah,
either one of them.
It would be the Dodge. The green, white one's being driven. The
green whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Was he doing work for you guys yesterday?
Yeah, I saw the black truck up right outside my office.
Was it him or both of them might have been there? Might have had both Jed and Evan.
What day did I see you guys?
What's today? Tuesday? Friday?
Friday?
I think it was Friday.
I don't know. If he's driving a company vehicle, I would take it away immediately, just because I wouldn't. I closed my cab company down because I was facing a lot of the same stuff. I just couldn't sleep at night. It was just too much, and I've been able to sleep for that, okay?
Wow.
I wouldn't give him a bonus. I would give him the option maybe of a severance, or you guys do the independent contractor thing with him, because he is a good wrench and he knows the system. You guys might need him. If he's driving his own vehicle, he's gonna be responsible for his own actions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you would have gotten rid of him if you already had a replacement for him.
Yeah, we've put a notice out to try to start looking for somebody. We've got a notice out in the paper.
The fact that that's already happened can put us in a bad spot.
Well, with,
really?
With Jed being full time, do you really need another full timer?
If you had a full timer that actually performed.
So on the job, you had somebody part time to back him up in the confined spaces and safety issues, then we'd probably be okay.
Mike, anything more on that?
I volunteered to go up that one day you called me.
I know.
So, I mean, if you need somebody to make sure that Jed's not in the hole alone, you know. There's not going to be a shortage of people, but you could still call on him because he's not the sharpest tool, but he's a tool. He knows his stuff when, you know, and he's been there long enough. That's where his value is. I don't think it's in the day to day. It's in being able to call him. He lives pretty much down the street,
mm-hmm.
and if he's not being lazy or stoned that day, he could actually.
Well, I mean, so that raises the issue to me that if he is going to be an independent contractor, he would have to carry his own insurance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We'd have to make sure that we have his proof of insurance before we do anything with mm-hmm. him.
Mm-hmm. So we talked to him about that, and he seemed to be okay with it. He actually went and got his insurance, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. I told him it wasn't enough, but...
But he went and got that, and he agreed to work maybe on a case-by-case basis. We may just say, this is your only option.
So that's how you can get him to sign that agreement, is either taking a lump sum, which he's stupid enough to take, but if he's got any brain in there left, he'll see that the... You know, working for you guys as a contractor would be a better option for him.
Yeah, then he could do his
mill. Contractor that's never called.
Yeah, well, can you make a promise of contract work?
No,
contingent
I wouldn't
signing
want
a, I think that's good. Kind of borderline.
I think
you
want to do a separation agreement. I think so.
We already discussed that.
Here's a thought. Like, I think you do a separation agreement. We're not talking about a bonus. We're talking about. Here's a severance,
right,
2 weeks
right.
salary or exactly. a month's salary at most. It's just a severance. It's just a, we'll pay you this if you'll sign this document of releasing us of any claims. We want to have a relationship. We may want to have a relationship with you in the future as an independent contractor, and we will provide you with an agreement as an independent contractor when we get to that point.
Hi, trustees. With your, I think it would be well for us to follow the policies and procedures that we already have set up, and we put it in the hands of the manager, mm-hmm. but put it in your hands, and then we go from there. I for one trust you as the manager that will make the right decisions and circumstances. I feel bad, really bad, when a guy gets himself to this situation, but I don't have a lot of tolerance for people who don't accept responsibility for their own actions. To me, the action was one thing, not accepting responsibility is a whole other one. And
yeah.
So
I think the fear too is that he's handling drinking water. There's we're catching things now. The state's kind of coming after us because those tests haven't been done properly, and it just starts to add up, and it's getting dangerous for the district. I think liabilities.
Sewage too.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's reached out to board members, I'd also like an email from the district letting all the board members know what action you've decided to take and when you've done it.
Okay.
Great. Anything else for closed session?
That was it. I just wanted to.
Great. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our closed strategy session and move back to a public meeting.
I'll make the motion that we adjourn and move back to a public meeting.
Thank you. A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 We.